Good day, Crime Talk aficionados, and this is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thanks for watching. Let's take a look and see what we have on the docket today. First, Harvey Weinstein closing arguments have begun, and the defense is taking no prisoners. A tragedy in South Carolina. Have you heard about Operation Santa's Naughty List? And our dumb criminal contestant of the day just wants her mommy. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. As always, we want to thank you for doing that because we know you have lots of options on YouTube and everywhere else in the world. So the fact that you do take the time to watch Crime Talk, we greatly appreciate it. If you haven't done so already, hit that subscribe button, hit the like if you like our video, and always leave us a comment. First on the docket, the Harvey Weinstein trial is coming to an end. And in fact, the defense started their closing argument today. The prosecution will go tomorrow, and then the jury will begin their deliberations on Monday. The defense is taking no prisoners. The defense attorney, Donna Rotunno, who's been the primary attorney for Mr. Weinstein, has stated that basically this is a case of all about the money, as she pointed to Gloria Allred sitting in the courtroom proceedings as she sits there every day throughout the proceedings, basically alleging that these two alleged victims had no career at the time, kept in touch with them, and then when in fact the allegations came out by Ronan Farrow in his article, that basically these people are all relevant again. They have their agents, they have their attorneys looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right where Mr. Harvey Weinstein appears to be. Ms. Rotunno went on to say that she all but felt sorry for Ms. Mann during the closing arguments. In fact, she said that the victims were just being used by the New York district attorney to get Harvey Weinstein. Now, remember, these are the same district attorneys that went after, or at least looked at Harvey Weinstein and didn't prosecute years ago. What changed now, other than they felt like they had to go forward, or was there truly a crime that has been committed? A district attorney has an ethical obligation not to take a case to trial unless they believe they can prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. So the question then becomes, what's changed other than the passage of time and the Me Too movement? You decide. Ms. Rotunno also went on to say that they showed photographs of the naked Harvey Weinstein simply to shame him. This wasn't a case about identification. It had nothing to do with it other than the tactics by the district attorney to try and shame, embarrass Mr. Weinstein. Now, Rotunno has basically said this case is not about basically being the moral guy. And what I have reiterated as her closing argument would be, and sounds like I was pretty spot on, that you may not like Mr. Weinstein. You may in fact think that he is a pig, but that he did not have anything but consensual encounters with all of these women. You may not like how it went about. You may not like how it started or ended, but it was completely consensual. And here, once again, the defense attorney is using the victim's own words in the emails that they wrote over the period of some 4 years later to say, why do you keep contacting the man that supposedly sexually assaulted you and asking for dinner and ticket and reservations and references to various clubs? Well, you do that because a lot of, as at least one complaining witness has said, that she didn't think anything inappropriate happened at the time. So once again, if you go back and you look at our videos, and maybe we can put a link to it, the 12 undeniable truths from a criminal defense attorney's perspective, it is always about the money. And when people say it's not about the money, then you know it's absolutely about the money. Like I said, Weinstein may be a pig, but it doesn't look like they have proven their case beyond a reasonable doubt to these individuals. It's ultimately up to the jury, and I could be wrong. We'll just have to wait and see. Next on the docket, tragedy in South Carolina. It was with extremely heavy hearts that The police announced that they had found the body and that the coroner has identified Faye Marie Swetlick at a news conference. The police are treating the case as a homicide. There have been no arrests at the time, and the police say that the investigation is fluid and they are working diligently. Apparently, a deceased male was found during the search, and it's unclear what that individual may have in relation to Faye. This is a scary case of all parents, where Faye was last seen playing in her front yard after taking a bus home from school on Monday. And more than 250 officers and investigators have spent the last 5 days desperately searching for her. The first grader at Springdale Elementary School got off her bus on Monday afternoon and safely arrived at her house in the Churchill Heights neighborhood in South Carolina. But sometime around 3:45 p.m., her family realized Faye was missing. Police were called around 5 p.m. and began a search with more than 100 law enforcement officer personnel. This also included search dogs. That number increased by Tuesday to 250, as well as the FBI assisting in the search. Police had been asking for anyone to provide any video security systems in the neighborhood, like Ring doorbells, to see if they could, in fact, help the police. So, unfortunately, she was found, and they're treating the case as a homicide. That has got to be a parent's worst nightmare. And when a child can't play in their own yard, what's the world coming to? Next on the docket, have you heard of Operation Santa's Naughty List? You probably haven't. However, if you were one of the 124 people caught up in the sting and charged with misdemeanor solicitation, yes, you've made the naughty list. One of the individuals who was caught on the naughty list was a professional golfer, Tommy Two Gloves Ganey. And Mr. Ganey, like many of the other individuals in the case, have reached a deal with the prosecution to avoid any jail time for and allegedly soliciting a prostitute.
What's the options on other?
What do you mean?
Like sex.
Okay. How long?
Just a quick visit.
Quick visit?
I
can do $60.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds good, yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you count that to make sure it's right. I'm going to be in town for the rest of the week.
Okay.
All the way up until Sunday, so.
Mr. Ganey is going to serve 11 months probation, take a human trafficking class, complete 100 hours of community service, and pay fines and fees. Now, Ganey's been around for a while. He had turned pro in 1997, and he earned his tour card, and obviously he's had some sponsors over the years. It's unknown whether his sponsors are going to leave Mr. Ganey. It's definitely going to be much more expensive and not the happy ending that he was looking for and actually negotiating over $60. Mr. Ganey, good luck with that, and let's stay on Santa's good list. Next on the docket is our dumb criminal contestant of the day, and she just wants her mommy. Well, Rebecca Duarte returned home after a crazy night of drinking and bowling. And when she got home, she was looking to have relations with her boyfriend. Well, it was apparently late. He was tired and said no. Duarte was apparently a little upset, and an argument ensued. And instead of just letting it go, she pursued the boyfriend. Well, the boyfriend felt a little threatened, decided to actually make his way outside. Ultimately, the police were called, but in the meantime, Ms. Duarte busted out the panes of window glass on the front door and then ultimately attacked her boyfriend. When the police arrived, Ms. Duarte was arrested, even though the boyfriend did not want her prosecuted or arrested that evening. As we have learned on Crime Talk, it is not up to the victim as to whether the case should proceed. The victim is simply a witness in the case, hence the reason why it always says the people of the state of blank versus the defendant. The other victim is simply a witness. They can give input on the case, but it's ultimately the district attorney's discretion as to whether the case will go forward. In this particular case, the police and the district attorney have determined that Ms. Duarte was the initial aggressor, and she was charged with domestic battery. Ms. Duarte refused to sign all paperwork and had to be helped from the yard to the police car, as well as out of the police car at the police station, because she was so intoxicated. But she kept repeating, I just want my mommy. I just want my mommy. And that's what a lot of people want when they get arrested. But they should have been thinking and asking themselves, would mom say this is a good thing to do? Probably not. Make good decisions, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's take a quick moment for a shameless plug. For all of you who do not know, you can go to scottreich.com and sign up for a free weekly newsletter. You can go to Crime Talk's Instagram. You can go to Crime Talk on Facebook, and you can sign up for notifications that we put out there. You can also listen to Crime Talk as a podcast. Yes, you don't get to see me recovering from my facial thing for pre-cancer cells on my face, but you can listen to me. Just simply go to all the podcast download spots, type in Crime Talk with Scott Reich, and you can download it, and you can get us on a daily basis. So if you can't watch a YouTube, or you can listen to it on a podcast. And ultimately, if you would like to be covered in Crime Talk gear, like a nice t-shirt, maybe a sweatshirt, or even a mug, like one of these bad boys, or like this one. Yep. Just hit the little link below down there to Teespring. You get it. And Crime Talk will send you the mug directly to you. And I think it takes less than a week. And they're very reasonably priced. And it's not for any reason other than people asked for them early on. I assure you, I think I make about $1.50 per mug. So I'm not going to quit my day job just yet. But if you'd like to have the same gear that I use, go ahead and give it a shot. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.